I wanted to start this chapter with a quote from Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son. Immortality is to live your life doing good things and leaving your mark behind. I hope this mark will help many people for years to come. This short chapter is to give a basis of how I became addicted to alcohol and couldn't stop. Growing up in a border town, we had a lot of access to alcohol. Juarez, Mexico was part of our city and within walking distance. If you wanted to cross the border, it was just a walk over a bridge, and you were in another country. You could create a fake ID and go into any bar at 15 or 16 years of age. This area was known as the Strip, consisting of nightlife, clubs, and bars, plenty of places to drink. Being young and curious kids, we would go, mingle, and get intoxicated. It didn't help being part of the Hispanic culture, where alcohol is a staple in almost every activity. While my mom was Irish, Indian, and English, my father was Hispanic, last name the Jara, which has roots in Spain. From what I've been told, our family has origins in Aguascalientes, Mexico. I never really got into the genealogy of it all, and I wanted to give a little background on who is writing this book, especially if you're reading this from somewhere in the United States or the Midwest and not from El Paso or our region. My alcohol consumption started in the late 80s to early 90s. It began on the Strip with all the thriving bars, most likely tied to the cartel, though we didn't know it at the time. I was the younger sibling in a group of teenage partygoers. Being the youngest among my brother and his friends, I thought it would be fun to check it out. With no hesitation, I followed them to Juarez. I was hesitant for my first time drinking there, but I went with the flow. I think after 3 or 4 beers, I didn't remember the rest. I just know I made it home and couldn't believe I had actually been out with a group of older guys. They looked out for me, but little did they know I had become a drinking monster with the booze. ABCO, Alcoholic Beverage Consuming Organization, was the name of the drinking crew, throwing parties for different high schools in the area. I remember nights when friends would take up to 15 tequila shots. Keep in mind, we were 16 or 17 at the time. The main objective was to find a house where parents were out of town and older brothers or sisters would buy us the kegs. This is nothing to be proud of, but it happened, and it's how the problems all started for me. These parties were moneymakers, pay $8 to get in and drink as many beers as you wanted. We had multiple kegs. Cars would fill the streets minus 300 teenagers or more at a time. There was also marijuana in the mix, and whispers of other drugs. Being young and dumb, of course there were those who would try it. It's a border town. There were ways to find it if you wanted it. I'll just leave it at that. Thank goodness for the El Paso Law Enforcement and DWI Task Force that does good for our city today. It was in those early days that my weekly battle of alcohol began. I was an athlete growing up, playing soccer, skiing, snowboarding, and skateboarding. But we always had access to alcohol, and it was readily available. Going through my 20s, I never realized what was happening. I went through the motions. Bar owners didn't care what they were doing so long as they made their money. And that's still true today. It's sad how bars overserve and destroy lives. To me, it's all part of the plan. Alcohol and alcohol companies are not our friends. It truly is an evil poison when you break it down. Alcohol creates a delusion. It tricks you into believing you like it, only for you to feel like death hours later. There are so many times I don't know how I survived the hangovers. I think it was by the grace of God and maybe the green tea I drank daily or the milk thistle and vitamins I took. That kept me alive. I still tell myself I'm lucky to be alive. The delusion is alcohol makes you believe you want it or that you need it. You think it helps you. But really, it just causes problems again and again. It's like a shady salesman promising the moon and stars only to sell you a fake gold chain that looked good in the package. The work of alcohol is simple. To steal, kill, and destroy. It's a potion designed to take over and convince us it's okay, that it's not hurting us. But it is. It's like cutting away at a tree until it eventually falls to its death. Given enough time, with regular use, alcohol will consume your life completely. Each drink makes it worse. It becomes more addictive, mentally and physically. The more you drink on a regular basis, the more your mind believes you need it to survive. Like water or food, your mind and body will crave and think that it wants or needs it.